what lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag. Brown bag
is the best in here, brown bag pie.
Welcome to episode 89. 89. Is that the year you were born, Vic?
No. I'm 92.
You were born in 92.
Yeah.
Dang. What year were you born?
89, baby.
You're 89.
Yeah.
I knew one of us was 89.
Wow. It's a long time ago, brother.
Yeah.
I made the cusp.
You're an 80s baby.
Yeah, I made it.
Wow.
Are you the crack era?
Crack era. Joy crack.
Who else is your year? Because when we were 87, Kendrick is my year. Who else is your year?
I don't know.
89. No, you don't know?
No. No idea.
Maybe Kanye?
Definitely. No. They're way older.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're in their 40s.
Would you guys say your guys' generation, the 80s generation, are the best rappers ever alive?
No. The 80s generation?
Yeah. Like all the artists that were born in the 80s? Are you guys the best generation alive?
No. Probably whoever whatever rappers were in the 90s, I think, were top tier. Like 80, elite. Because you have, like, the range of, like, the Tupacs and the Snoops, right? But then you also have, like, a Jay-Z and that flow, like, Slick Rick and all of them.
No, they what were I meant is, like, people that were born in the 80s.
So, like, our age, like, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that they're...
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I think Jake the ones Cole. Before us.
Maybe, like, the 70s?
Before. 70s, if you're born in the 70s.
If you're born in the 70s, you're for sure in the 60s
or 70s, yeah.
But also, incredible. Like, we could debate with the fact that Eminem, 50 Cent...
They're that. They're not my year.
They're 70s?
They're not. Yeah. Eminem is way older than me.
How old is Eminem?
He's like 50.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're my mom's age?
They're older than my mom. They were adults in the 90s. Yeah. So they weren't born in the 80s.
They were grown
Eminem
adults.
Was born in 1972.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, see?
Eminem.
1972?
Yeah.
He's older than my mom. My mom's 74? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn.
Our moms are the same age. My mom was born in 74.
You were 74?
Yeah.
But can you tell the difference between American raised and Mexican raised? You can. No. I'm not saying it in a bad way. But I was talking to my mom about this the other day.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I see my homie's mom.
Yeah.
That was born in the 70s in America, and she looks good.
Oh, and you think no?
No, I'm not saying it. But it was based off like it's what you ate, at what a young age did you start working? You know, you could tell.
I think the Mexican. Like diet, like not like the diet, like going on a diet, but the actual diet that Mexicans eat. I don't even think that's that bad. Cause even like if they're coming straight from Mexico, they're eating literally what they're farming. You know, like my grandma has like corn stalks, and then they had to go like get from the carniceria, but they actually had the cows right there from that pueblo.
But also
here it's so much process.
Yeah, fine, but also depends where you grew up. My mom grew up in the city. She didn't grow up like. Where they had things. So, like, but I think about that now. Even when I see my cousins, I'm like, fool, you don't, at 15, you look like a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, like, you feel me? Like, but all that matters because, like, we sleep more comfortable. We don't got to, we have more money, resources, stuff like that. So that's what I be thinking about.
Yeah.
If 50 Cent and Lil Wayne go in a rap battle versus who's winning?
50 Cent and Lil Wayne? Whew. That's a good rap battle.
Like a versus.
Why'd you think of that?
Because that's like the biggest debate right now.
On Twitter,
But also I think that Lil Wayne said that he'll beat 50 Cent easily.
He said that? Yeah. I think Lil Wayne will win. Personally.
Yeah, I think he can. He can definitely win.
He has more
But
hits.
like 50 had an incredible run when he had a run, but Lil Wayne still has like that he drops that could still be fire.
Yeah. So I mean,
I just think he's done it for a longer time.
The verses is like if we're following regular verses
top
format, 20? It's 20.
20 songs.
So I think Wayne has him beat there. If it's a 10 versus 10, 50 Cent.
Unless 50 can use a G when it hits.
Of course he can.
He definitely can. No, can he? Yeah, because you can use features.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the features?
Yeah, because Lil Wayne has all the features and most of those are like his hits too.
Incredible.
Damn.
I think it would be Lil Wayne if it was 20 songs. If
it would be
10,
a great battle.
I'm way more of a 50 Cent fan than I am a Lil Wayne fan. So would I just have to be like 50 Cent?
But it's like.
But it's about who has the biggest.
Wait, you're a fan of one album?
Is that what that one album is?
Get Rich or Die Trying?
Yeah. Probably, huh?
Yeah.
And then a few singles after that.
Yeah.
So where Lil Wayne has albums that people are fans of with a lot of music. There's
five Carters?
Five, yeah.
Holy.
Are you sure?
He just dropped,
let me see. Six Carters?
He has the Carter 4. The Carter 5 came out. Right? Carter 5 came out.
Yeah, I'm always, freaking Thug fucked it up for me.
Yeah, he messed it up.
He dropped Carter too?
He dropped Barter 6.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To troll him.
To troll him? Really?
Yeah, to troll him, yeah.
Well, to honor him. Yeah.
After he shot up his tour bus? Yeah. Yeah.
Add that to the Rico.
I don't got to do anything. They got it under control, man.
You know what's messed
Free
up?
Free Thugga.
His sister passed away.
I seen that. That's
who?
A Thug sister.
Well, yeah. He was super close to her.
The older one,
She was the one that was, like, communicating. Was it that same one?
Yeah, she passed away. But I just think one of his sisters passing is crazy.
Man, that's so sad.
That really would put something into perspective, I'm sure, and is with him. Like, damn, what is all this really for?
Yeah, that's super sad, man.
I've always found that, like, very frustrating and sad. I remember even when, like, you know, when people die, like, I think, when somebody I knew passed away, their people couldn't come to the funeral, like when the dad or something, it was like, damn. Like, imagine just being it. But even, like, I had, like, 2-3 homies that their mom, like, when we're in camp, their mom passed away.
And it's like,
they might give you the chance to do the thing, but
you have to, like, apply for it.
Because you don't even think about, like being process. There for that. You think of all the time you did miss with them because you were locked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even like when my homie died, they wanted his brother to come out, but they were like it's like a really long process. I'm pretty sure for an adult it's way harder than the juveniles. Yeah. The juvenile might be able to let him go to the funeral and just kind of boom, 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 get out. But other than that, it wasn't too much. Stuff like that. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, that's so crazy. Man. Oh, God. Don't you know I'm local? Dodgers opening day today.
Yeah.
It's tonight. It's an opening night. Does that make it better or worse?
I don't know. You've been to more opening days than we have, so
I've been to one opening day.
One more than us.
I went to one last year.
You guys
go last year.
I had a good time.
You guys went. I didn't go. Remember we did the
I didn't go either.
No, Duno didn't end up going.
I partied at opening day. Like you in the bars, but I've never been
all partied
to
together.
A game at opening day.
I went last year. It was a pretty cool experience. I want to go again this year, though.
But is that nice? That's a vibe, huh?
I don't know. Oh, because... Is it okay if we pod, Kelly? Is it okay?
Are you allergic to good content or what?
What are you? Coughing like a Padres fan over there. Okay, so... Can you see?
You got drunk at the bars.
No, I didn't. Where are you going? Oh, no. We're recording this podcast on Monday. It's sunny today, but it's going to be rainy opening
30%.
Day. 30%. So I don't know if it's going to be good at night, the vibes. Like,
we're
Dodger
fans, and we're probably going
to,
like...
Have you been to a game when it's raining or sprinkling?
I don't go anywhere when it's raining or sprinkling.
Aww.
I sit in my
bed. So you've been inside a lot.
I get depressed. This weather sucks balls.
It super sucks.
Damn, Julio Urias is fat. Yeah.
So this photo that they're using, he has a little pudge, but shout out to Urias because he will be... The pitcher that starts this game.
Yes. And opening day starter.
Vic told me that's a thing that is coveted.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Do you know what coveted means?
Important?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just use the word important then?
Him.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Why is it so important?
Because it's like you want to give your best pitcher. Mm-hmm. He's like the ace of the staff, undisputed. Day one. Hopefully he's going to be there day one of the playoffs as well. It's just like a good omen. It's
and
like,
for how long it's been Kershaw?
Like 15 seasons or something? It's been a very long time. Yeah.
And a Mexican came and did
it.
Yeah. Come on. He should have been the Cy Young Award winner like back-to-back years already.
And were you the one that was telling me that the Dodgers were mad that he was still in the WBC? Because he was like wasting his arm?
No, I didn't mention that.
The one that was on you?
They might be. I mean, there
World
was
Baseball
like...
World Baseball Classic?
After the World Baseball Classic... I think there was a lot of fans that were upset about, like, since Team USA lost or whatever team they were going for lost, they were like, oh, that was a waste of time. Why do we even still do this? We're just hurting our players, da 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 da. But if USA won, they wouldn't have said anything. They were just mad because...
These colors don't run!
Yeah, they were just mad because Japan won. But
they,
it was like,
they did that with basketball in the Olympics, too.
Yeah, and it's like, come on, bro, you're taking the fun out of it. Like, it's fun when you watch...
Wink at me. He winked at me. I'm married.
Wait, why are you winking?
She was staring.
Why are you just winking?
She was staring at me. So,
you decided to you do this?
Yeah.
Winky right
he
over here.
He winked at me.
What the hell? Maximo's been on.
Maximo.
Dog. She's looking at me. So I said.
Sick guy.
You gotta break the ice, bro.
Wow.
Hey, dude.
Okay, why
what's going on? No,
I should have done this.
Just because I'm wearing a sundress.
Wow. Where's that?
I am.
Because she's filling herself right now.
I'm scared.
I'm happily taking out.
No, dude.
Patreon. No cap.
I saw that dude and I was like, wow, you look really good.
Yeah.
Hourglass vibes.
Yes, I'm not. Yeah, you're good.
It's like, oh, well, now you're
staring at her lips.
Oof. I was. You fool.
Can you please stop trying to f me, guys?
We're not trying to fuck you, dude.
All right.
Well, now show me dress, fool.
Here's my dress. I would show more if you had the freaking cooler off.
Why?
Because it's cold.
But it also gets really hot in here.
We're like,
what do you mean by that?
we're the Katy Perry song. Because I'm hot and you're cold. Yes, and you know. You know
Katy
that song.
Perry?
Yeah.
And great song.
Yeah.
I sang Katy Perry from my graduation.
Yeah, you like fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks. Okay, back to it, yes. Okay. Michael, stop flirting
with me.
I am not flirting.
What's going on here?
I'm looking at you because you're in my line of sight, and he saw you. That would trip you out if he winked at you.
It was just funny.
If he winked at me?
Well, I first got doing it with the middle finger.
Yeah.
Maximo's on a sick one.
For you guys, right before.
He needs a vacation.
I got a laugh attack because he looked at me, and I looked at him, and slowly he just went like.
He put his fist up. And then he unraveled the middle finger.
I thought it was the funniest thing, but that's like a Cartman thing.
Yeah.
Like if you watch South Park, he's like, fuck you, Cap. I think Cartman's the funniest person in the world.
No lie, in the beginning of this pod, like when you guys were cursing, my brain's like, no cursing. I'm losing it.
You have that for traumatized.
We cursed?
Do no curses.
Oh, no.
But in my
stuff,
brain, I'm
stuff.
Like, no cursing. Yeah. Radio's taking over my brain, guys. No. Sorry.
Radio brain.
Little radio.
Got radio on the brain.
Okay.
Radio
on the brain.
Urias. Shout out to Urias for starting and the WBC thing that you brought up.
Yeah, they just be tripping. I guess they. Because do they do that for fun or they get paid?
I don't think they get paid. I think they do it out of love for their country. Oh. Yeah.
Wait, so when you go to the Olympics, you don't get paid if you win the gold medal?
No.
I feel like you have
to. I think if you get a...
I feel like you get a
win.
Bunch of free shit.
You get sponsorships, but they're not
going to pay. Oh, my God.
But you're doing what you love, Duno.
It's for representing
your
country.
They probably pay for everything. All the hotels,
like imagine,
all your clothes, all your...
Like, imagine there was, like, a comedy Olympics. And they were like, oh, you can compete with all the funniest people
I don't think
I'll
be drafted. I need to do more comedy.
Well, I'm just saying, for example,
oh, they do get paid.
It's probably... Little sum. Look, that's if you win, if you place.
The U.S. always wins.
No.
37K for the gold. That's cool.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy.
Nothing to them.
Nothing to them.
Yeah.
Is it our thing because it happens here?
What do you mean?
Was it here?
What?
The WBC?
Yeah.
It's a world baseball club.
I mean, the MLB.
The Olympics are in a certain city.
Oh no! I think with the baseball one, they have them in different places.
Yeah,
like in Miami.
But like
a lot
US.
Of it was in the USA. It's usually in the USA. But I think they do it in other countries too. It just rotates every 3 years.
Rotates every year. Where, after seeing South Africa, the World Cup, do you wish you would have gone?
Like with the vuvuzelas?
With the what?
That's what they call, no, the trumpet things that sound all crazy.
Like a horn?
I know I'm not tripping. Yes.
Like a whore?
Horn.
Okay.
Are you talking about a didgeridoo?
Okay, you meant World Cup. You said World Cup. Yeah. I thought Olympics. Wait. No. Weren't the...
I thought you guys said Olympics.
Therapist, I need some therapy. Therapist.
We're all losing it.
Hold on, I'm looking for...
Shit, we're going to shit.
Vuvuzela World Cup, right?
What the fuck is that?
You know what a vuvuzela is. It is long...
If you're in South Africa for the World Cup...
You said South Africa.
Okay.
I was not fucked up. I answered your question perfectly.
The Olympics didn't happen in South Africa.
But you're the one that said it.
I said the World Cup.
Okay.
The World Cup happened in Africa. How you gonna tell me what I said?
Okay, and that's why I said with the vuvuzela.
Yeah, and then where did these two dumbasses get lost?
When this bitch said, ding, ding, ding.
Here we go. Fucking white boy, huh?
Easy.
I know what I said.
Trying to blame us.
It's kind of like, for let's just say we do some cool shit, then that is people from Africa are gonna be like, then we wish we would have gone to the Olympics in the U.S. I'm talking about when I first saw South Africa,
and they were going crazy. The fucking the games were some of the best games ever played in the World Cup.
And they had vuvuzelas there.
I'm not taking your knowledge away from the culture that you know about the horns. Yeah. Shout out you for knowing that. The grenade whistle. I'm not mad at you, Pabs. Yeah. What I'm talking about is like, well, now that I'm older, I'm like, damn, I wish I would have been in South Africa when Mamina, hey, walk. Like, would have been interesting, you know what I mean?
Waka Waka. Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I was saying. Fuck these two dumbasses.
Fucking fools. You guys think you're so much better than us.
I don't. I just. No.
Therapy. They're being stupid again.
Are you stupid big words and think it makes me look cool?
Matt lately would never.
Oh my God.
All right, you bring up a topic. Go.
Echo Park Lake. Oh. What do you think? Dinoskis? The fence is going to be removed March 31st. Who's going to be the first to tag?
Right. I know they had it.
All right, stupid question. Where's the fence?
All over the lake.
Around the whole lake.
But then how do you get in the swans?
There's like an entrance, but they lock it after a certain amount of time.
Okay, so this is more for like after like curfew.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but okay. Also you can't do like cool shit like, well, because they did it first because of the homeless.
Yes, they try to get the homeless out, so they put a gate around it.
And they put a gate. It sounds crazy, but also like, damn it, I'm like hypocritical hot at this point. Like, it's kind of like,
are you being pro-gentrifying right now?
No, oh. But there was never that amount of homeless even when I lived there. It was that shit was crazy.
It's because the market is horrible. Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know what
it is? Well, I thought it was around the actual water.
Oh, no.
No, it's just around the whole.
Around the whole park.
Because the water makes sense, and you could say, like, I don't want people to drown because you're supposed to fence out.
Oh, no. Oh, well, that's I don't think you could drown.
It made it look uglier.
Yeah, they made it
look ugly. You can definitely drown in a lake.
You think it's that deep?
Echo Park Lake? And you can't swim. She can drive.
How many feet is Echo Park Lake? Like the water?
Oh.
But not deep. But what's it called? I mean, shit.
Here's a question. Is Echo Park
28 feet? Oh, maybe. Okay, maybe you could. Holy shit. What the fuck? Here, 28 feet? Oh, no wonder they used to find bodies. That shit rolling in the bottom. That's crazy. Yeah. 28 feet?
Yeah. But parts of it.
Where the fucking boats go.
Yeah.
Where the swans go.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Is that a man-made lake or no?
I assume so.
Huh?
It has to be.
You think so?
I think it was
real made. Lakes are like huge.
Yeah.
I think it was made out of.
Is the Silver Lake one man-made?
Yeah, that one's made out of silver.
He's a fuck around
partner. Why did they call it? We're fucking around and finding out, you guys. That's what we're doing.
Why do they call it Echo Park Lake?
Because if you stand right there where they have the fountain and you yell out to get echo back.
Okay, you want to know what's crazy?
What?
You growing would do up, it? No, growing up, there was like this older fool that was just walking around. And he's like, you know why it's called Echo Park? I'm like, no. And he was like, he was telling like a fucking story from like the 60s. And he's like, when you scream in the night, everybody could hear you. And I'm looking at this fool like, fool, shut the fuck up. That's not why they call it that. Okay.
Okay, but we want to know why it's called Echo Park now.
Yeah, we're always.
You know who would know? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Bitch, I would know.
Yeah.
He knows
his history, for sure.
But you know what's crazy about this lake? That after all that shit, they added cameras now. So I don't think, I mean, not that they're gonna stop tagging, but I think homeless was the excuse. But also, like, I knew like fools that were having kickbacks there like 2 a.m. in the middle of the night. Mom's.
And Loki.
It's a cool spot.
Ooh.
Because of echoes it's heard haunted. During the construction of Echo Park Lake in 1892.
It's because of echoes?
Echo, I've told you.
I didn't think the vibe. See, that's cool, right?
That's pretty cool.
Scary. That's
cool. Why is Downey called Downey? Are you supposed down over there?
No, I don't know. That's
your favorite detergent.
Laundry detergent. They're soft. Fabric softener.
Have you been to Echo Park Lake before, Lindy?
I've been to Echo Park Lake, but not. With the fence. I didn't know about the fence.
It's fucking around the whole thing. But
okay, so I have another question. Wouldn't that just make people hang out like right outside the fence?
Like, yeah, but it's not the same thing when you're like, okay, because imagine this, right?
But if I'm like homeless, right, I could just park outside the fence.
Nah, because...
That's the sidewalk.
Yeah, and you'll be... And you'll be like the sidewalk is small, low-key. Mm. But I think the problem with the fence was that like people would be able to walk, let's say park and then just walk. Now, you imagine you have to go all around and let's just say you're not from, like,
that you're not just like, climbing the fences. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
White people are gonna, like, let's say you park on one side, you're gonna have to walk all the way around and get out the car. So I don't know. That shit looks ugly too, the fucking whole fence around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever
drowned?
No. Have you? You wouldn't be here if you did. Yeah. Have you ever like tried jumping a fence or got caught on a fence or?
Yeah, I have a big ass cut on my thigh.
On your thigh from jumping a fence?
Yeah, it was bad. Oh, I don't know the best fence story of all time.
I have one too.
Oh, go first, and I'll tell you guys my story.
It's my dad's. So, he was jumping a fence too, and it was barbed wire. And it got cut on his neck. He has a scar, a barbed wire scar.
That could have killed him.
I know.
Oh.
How did he get?
He was
like,
meant to live.
He went head first or what?
I don't know, but I just know it looks like a choker around his neck, and of what I know is that it was. I was asking for more details.
Wow.
También le dieron un poco maniacs.
Yeah, that was.
Once he got here, like you got to find a way to fucking survive out here. Yeah, he came like in his 18, 19, and you had to work.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, man, damn, cutting in. That's scary, dog. Yeah.
You have a little bit?
No, I was pretty good at climbing fences. I never got hurt or caught. So I was pretty agile. But
you've never climbed a fence in your life.
Yeah,
no,
of course
you
have.
I mean, I can tell. Josh, you can fucking tell, huh?
No.
I'm pretty agile.
What do you mean?
Super agile.
No, but I was about to tell you a funny story.
You cleared a fence, Josh?
Just from adrenaline and, like, running from the cops.
See?
My story's about to be lit. I'm about to tell you why.
You, like, but you went, yeah, like, how they jump over cars?
Oh, no, it was, like, it was like a one push.
It wasn't clean.
Whoa, you're maniacs. One push.
Whoa. Like an action movie.
Did you get away, or is that how they got you?
You could be like a stunt
double. I know what you're saying. You did it, like in one. What about you, Maximo?
Yeah, I've jumped a few fences.
Yeah. You look like you
did. Okay, you guys know where so a group of people I know that did a Man, I'm Hungry?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do it, but yeah, a group of people did that.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was in there, and I had Pumas on.
Shout out
to Puma right now.
Okay.
I got stuck.
Okay, if it's not shout out to Puma, I had some shoe brand on.
Yeah, generic shoe brand.
Generic shoe brand. Shittier shoe brand.
No, I have shoes. And so I got stuck in the kit, and I had to walk from Lincoln Heights all the way back to Echo Park. Oh, my gosh.
So there was a cop somewhere like Cinderella looking for a little Mexican to fit the shoe.
A fat Mexican.
Yeah.
This was a little bad.
Yeah. Hey, you, come here. Cinderella. Try on the shoe.
Hey, Cinderella, come here.
Cinderella. Tell the homegirl Jules, and the homegirl. And then I was with two of the homegirls. They were just laughing the whole time. And I was like, dude, that's so me.
That's so. You didn't take off the other one, just might as well. Just
match.
No, I actually have a video of me just rapping, like freestyling, like while my shoes on. And I was like, I got no shoes. I got shot in the tub. Like, yeah. I'm going to have the Hunger Jones in it to me right now.
I love it.
Oh, okay, but the story I was going to tell you about
legit
jumping the fence.
Somewhere. What city was it?
Lincoln Heights.
Oh, so there's a Lincoln Heights PD. I found him. He's been waiting.
We got him.
The man that got away.
Yeah. He can't wait to kneel down and play.
Okay, I was at Belmont High, and we're deep. It's all the homies. Shout out the love of my life. Want you back, baby.
Aw, hi, Ashley.
The homie Sykes was there, RIP. I think the homie Ma was there. I could be wrong, but I know the homie Evil's there and a couple other fools. And we're kicking it in between, like, two fences, and it's, oh, fuck, it's hard when not everybody knows what I'm talking about. Just say we're here. There's a fence here that we could climb to go back into school.
Yeah.
And then there's a fence here that takes us to the street.
Uh-huh.
We're like where people cross and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
The cops pull up. They're ready to climb the fence. A general rush, I'm out there. The homie jump. Boom. I jump. Boom. I look back and my ex is on top like this of the fence. She's stuck
on the fence. She's stuck. What do you do?
One of the homies is like, just jump. And then she's like, oh.
Yeah, that's scary.
And I'm like, fool, you got to jump if not we're going to jail. but in my head, I totally forgot that I assumed she had the same reaction as I did. I was out of there. Like for a big fucker climb fences.
Yeah.
I was gone. Boom. The homie was gone. Boom. And then she eventually just jumped and we just ran straight to the whole other side of the school. But
I wonder if Deirdre has a jumping fence story.
Oh,
like
there's
the other side.
Crazy one.
Oh, her like chasing somebody?
Yeah.
Chasing somebody?
I wouldn't ask
it. Was probably that's police fire. Brutality when she dragged her feet to the floor and body.
She probably was like, well, one time I found this shoe. I'm kidding. Let me see if she
And
answers.
I was looking for a fool.
I was looking for the cinder fool. Or what'd you call her? Cinderfella. That was top tier comedy, brother. Well, if she calls me back, you guys, we'll get on the case.
But yeah, shout out climbing the fences. I have good times climbing fences.
Yeah.
A lot of my good memories come from climbing fences.
But I like definitely to get into a school to play
basketball, yeah. Cops and robbers,
yeah,
all that. That was those were really good times. Can't believe you never cut yourself climbing the fence.
Yeah, never.
Vic never climbed one.
Vic had the key.
No,
Vic had the key.
I'm very agile.
I was good at climbing.
Yeah, but you don't have a memory, dog. You see how many memories are popping in everybody's
head? No, I was
going to
tell you then. I got interrupted.
All right, go.
Okay, so it was the eighth grade walkout, Sussman Middle School, right?
Oh, gosh. We're walking out to.
No, I'm serious. We're walking,
guys walk out?
Walking out to protest the immigrant stuff. I don't know a lot.
Oh,
whatever
my
was happening.
Gosh, for you guys. I did it for you guys.
I did it for all of y'all. Everybody in this room except me. No, I'm just kidding.
Especially Ed.
So we were doing like that thing. So it was like after first period, we all stormed the fence, and we're gonna hop it and walk out and go to Downey High.
So you stormed a fence.
Yeah, like all of the eighth graders. Well, probably other okay. grades. We all ran towards the fence, and the school knew that we were doing it, so they started chasing us. They went in their little carts and all that, and then I jumped the fence super quick. Boom, got over. And then my best friend was behind me, Frankie, and he got stuck. Just like how you said, your girl got stuck on top of the fence.
Yeah, what
he
was like,
Victor, Frank help Frankie? Me. Yeah, he literally got stuck. And he's like, Victor, help me. I'm like, what? Jump, fool. Like, I don't know what to tell you. We're going to get caught. You know, because it was like we were going to like dip together. And then he finally jumped off. He was scared. He almost hurt himself. But it was funny because the assistant principal, Mr. M, was literally pulling people off the fence, like grabbing them like, you're staying.
Get back
you're
here.
You're staying. Come back here, you Mexican. Da, da, da. It was pretty cool.
When somebody has the name Frankie, you usually think of dorks. Not like dorks, but usually like the laugh of the crew, huh?
Ooh, I knew a Frankie.
He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know a Frankie?
I knew a Frankie. All I knew is like one of my friends made out with him, and he made out all sloppy. And that's all we knew. That's
Did
all
you ever
we knew.
With him?
No, but that's all we knew is that him and my friend Megan made out, and then she was like, oh my God, it was like a pool.
What grade were you in? Where Frankie
we're in
was
elementary
just,
school for sure. It was probably
Frankie was just macking down everybody in elementary.
No, one of my friends.
You
made,
said friends.
No, then we all knew him for that. Mm. Like we just knew that fool
oh,
was
I
like
thought
gross.
You were just
like,
taking
like,
turns
that
fool
slobbers. And then around that time, like I'm older than you guys, but Beethoven.
Yeah, the dog.
And so he was known to have like a lot of slobbers. So like that's how we were like Frankie's like Beethoven.
Oh, yeah. That is a wild.
You
thing.
Were just bullying Frankie.
Yeah, that's were good. We or?
What's the most bullying shit you did or see?
Everything we do, Vic, every day. The reverse bullying.
What about in school?
In school, I don't think I was a bully like that. I got bullied. I was short, with big ears, and my name was Letty, and people called me Letty Spaghetti. Your meatballs are ready. So funny. So hilarious. You guys are supposed to be my friends.
Yeah, the second part's hilarious.
meatballs are ready is just way too funny. They all snapped, right.
What the fuck is the most mean bully shit you did?
I didn't do anything, but I think I told you guys when the homie told some girl that her baby was ugly in the ninth grade in front of everybody. And I thought it was, but I went like, you know when you laugh and everybody else doesn't laugh with you?
Yeah.
I went, ah! And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Maybe I feel like you've done worse bully stuff. I feel like
yeah,
you bullied.
That's very light.
Yeah.
Carly telling a girl that her baby is ugly?
No, I feel like you, that's your friend. Iceberg. That's your friend. I feel like you have bullied. But maybe you don't think it's bullying.
Oh, I know a good one.
What?
Addison went to Guatemala and came back with a boyfriend.
Okay.
From Guatemala, and we were on her ass. They were talking about getting married. And it was the, I like, that's not bullying, huh?
No.
I made fun of her for like a month.
Sure. No. Bullying is literally like.
You hurt someone's feelings.
But like.
Can I say a story?
Say it.
Why are you so Miss fucking over there? Okay. I can say.
What is that? What is that? What is that?
He's just going by, like, YouTube guidelines. It's still fucked up to say.
I'm going South Park guidelines. You know, when you're in lunch, you're, like, with all your friends.
Oh, man.
You're, like, in line.
You spit in their food.
What? No. I wasn't the fucking lunch lady.
You tripped him.
No. Can I say the story?
Okay, go.
I didn't do any bullying of any sort.
You did bullying. This subject is bullying.
Okay. So, we're in line. I'm with all the homies. It's me, Andy. So, we're deep. We're just kicking it.
And we're like pushing each other, like wrestling, you know, stuff. And one of the homies pushes me, and the kid in front of me, I bump into him like a little hard. And I go like, my bad, bro. Like I just tap him. Mm-hmm. And he turned around, he goes like, shut up, bitch. And then I'm like, wait a fucking minute. Bitch, I said sorry. Dumbass bitch. In my head, I'm thinking all of these things. And then I get a milk and I throw it to his back. I just launched the milk. Bah! I'm like, what you say, bitch? And then the cafeteria lady, the lady goes like, Danny, stop. And I'm like, no, you called me a bitch. What the fuck? Like, I need the fade, pops.
Yeah.
And then her assistant came and gave me the breakdown about
autism?
About autism.
Everybody's being so careful to not laugh.
He's even careful in how he tells the story. That kid probably never said shit to him.
Yes. No, he called me a bitch. He never called me a bitch.
I was like, hey, boy, dare you to throw the milk at him. And he did it.
No, I didn't. So he literally turned around and called me a bitch. I'm going to call him.
After the milk?
No, he called me a bitch before. Yeah.
He said, and his assistant came.
Well, you can leave all that in. I wasn't lying.
It's a great story. It's a great story.
Fat ass.
Don't feed him the story yet.
Hey, fat ass, were you with me at MC when I threw the special needs kid the milk? Hey, who was with me? It was Sobe?
Nobody was around him?
No, he's laughing because we did a lot of fucked up shit. As we're talking about, did we ever bullied anybody? I'm trying to think. It's that's the only time. But did we ever bully somebody really bad? Who did we bully?
He's leaving you on an island, yeah, bro.
Duno, you're a piece of shit, Duno.
Nah, I think, but anybody else, did we ever bully anybody else bad?
Nah, hell no.
Oh, my gosh.
Only the principal.
Oh, the principal? I heard about. Nah, somebody was with me.
You know
me.
What's crazy is that he really tried to get off. Oh, yeah, my friend told this girl her baby's ugly. When he legit threw fucking milk at a special.
I didn't fucking throw the milk. I didn't throw it on purpose. He called me a bitch.
After you pushed him. And
no, the homie pushed me and I pushed him. It was an accident. Okay. I'm not out here attacking special needs kids. That's not my thing. Hey. Hey, were you with me when I threw the milk at the special ed kid? In lunch? That one time?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
what happened?
Fool.
Just tell him to say what happened. Just don't even ask.
All right, what happened?
Fuck, I don't remember, but I remember you. I mean, I don't think you knew he was special, eh?
Exactly.
But what happened?
Fuck, I don't remember exactly what happened, but I guess he was just like, mad dogging him and whatever.
You see?
Let him finish.
Fucking shit, but he didn't look special, Ed. He just looked normal.
And then what did Duno do?
Oh, he's a hothead, so.
I threw that for the milk. And this fool was like, hey, fool. Like, after, all right, bye. Okay, this is, see? It wasn't me.
The way
me.
You hang up on people.
Dog, it's because, look, I swear to God, it was just me and my mom. And I think I remember now, it was me, Sovic, and Devin. And that fool pushed me. I pushed the special needs kid. And then, you know when you push somebody, you're like, oh, you know when you push somebody, you're like, oh, my bad, bro. I did that. He turned around and was like, shut up, bitch. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, what the fuck? So I launched the milk at that fool. And then I was like, hey, fool, we want to get down. But it's not like he had, like, Down syndrome.
Yeah.
He had autism. And, you know, like, it's not like you could tell, bro. You feel me?
Right.
So I deadass didn't know until the lunch lady kept telling me, like, stop. I thought she was telling me, stop, like, hey, don't fight.
Don't fight.
I was like, bitch, I'm going to get down right now. Yeah. And then his assistant came and was like, he has autism.
Yeah.
And then he's like, that's why he reacted like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, no, I feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like if I would have known that he had like he was special needs, I would have not reacted like that. I would have been like, oh, you know, that's just maybe that's a tick. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it was. But I dead ass bumped into that fool, like, boom. And I was like, I grabbed him and I was like, hey, fool, sorry, you know, because I'm not around just slapping kids. If I see a kid walking by with some chunty clothes or some shit, I'm on his ass. That's
you're
different.
A bully.
But I wasn't giving fools like
there was probably like a chunty kid you clowned a lot.
I feel like now I gotta.
There
call
was him. Definitely like paisa fools that played soccer and you clowned them.
Oh, I made Steph leave class once and she didn't come back the rest of the day.
Cause you clowned her.
Yeah, I think I told her that she was a dirty paisa or something. But I don't think that's bullying.
It is. Okay. And didn't I tell you? Did I tell you he's gonna think what he does is not bullying? Yes.
It's cause when I think of your bullying, I think like I'm putting fools like in, like giving him swirlies and stuff.
No,
like.
Bullying Fetas, even.
Fetas, did I ever make you cry or bully you with
in
my
school,
words?
In school.
No, the fuck.
See, but what I mean.
I don't know. I wouldn't find you being mean because you're my friend.
Okay. Okay. Did he? Oh. Okay, did I ever bully anybody else?
I can't say you, like, did it.
I can't lie for you. That's what she's saying.
All right, bye, you fat piece of shit. What the fuck? What kind of friends do I have? Y'all just fucking failing me today. I promise y'all wasn't bullying.
Didn't you bring up the subject?
You asked the question.
Yeah. Okay, well, when he told the kid with that fit on picture day, I'm on his ass.
Okay.
I love this.
This is what he wants.
What do you mean?
He wants us fighting each other.
You guys aren't fighting each
the
other.
The white man just wants division.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
Just
like,
so you know.
If I wanted division, I would have sat here.
I feel like you can't get bullied. Not if you're pretty. Like, you're pretty.
I can get bullied. But thank you for calling me pretty because I don't get those compliments anymore.
But did you get bullied in, like, first or eighth grade?
First or eighth. Yes, I had bullies. I talked to you about the bitch Jasmine, remember?
Yeah, that bitch is weak, though. Yeah. Like, it's because when I think of bullying, I'm thinking, like, they're giving you swirlies and giving you a wedgie and, like, slapping you behind the head for no reason.
Bullying is more, like, emotional these days.
Yeah, it's really mean.
Damn, then I was probably for sure bullying.
Yeah. It's words, too.
It's because right now that I think about it, I was just being me.
Yeah.
Like, I won class clown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I also
But the way you clown is so different than, like, hey, you guys hear that joke about what you're, like... Hey, your dad beats your mom.
That was your original joke. That was
that's bullying.
The original do no joke.
That's fucked up. I shouldn't be saying things.
Yeah,
like that.
But you did. You did, and that was the start
of my era.
Yeah. All right, but let's go to Jorito. Please don't make fun of him. He loves you so much.
I love him.
All right. So their Jorge is too much. So their first picture day outfit, they're wearing their Almanian chains. The second one, I think they're wearing like a Comme des Garçons shirt. I think another one they had Burberry and fur coats, right? So
your kids are like two. What the fuck?
I know this, and I'm like, what are their fucking senior pictures gonna look like? Fool? And you already saw the family picture looks like death row.
Yeah. Which is fly.
So then we're like, what should their not we're like Jorge's like, what should their picture day, because they have picture day this week, be? And I'm like, I don't know, I feel like we've done everything. Like, I'm like, let's go get them Versace shirts or something. I was just thinking in the luxury line. That he's like no, I got it. And then he goes to Olvera Street with Jorgito. And then Olvera Street sends them to Mercadito.
Yeah.
And then now they are going to wear mariachi charro suits for their picture day. Jorgito is 5 and Luis is about to turn 4. They're not even in school yet, dogs. And their picture day is going to be that.
He's setting them up for bullying. I'm telling you right now, as a kid that was once part of both sides of the spectrum.
What? So you were bullied? Or you're on the spectrum.
The best part is that you accept that you were a bully.
Yeah. Finally. You guys have got...
We did it, guys.
You can't heal what you don't reveal. Okay?
There we go.
Okay?
I definitely got bullied, though. When I was younger on the block...
By, like, older?
Yes.
Who bullied you?
R.I.P. my dog Julio.
He would bully you?
He would bully the fuck out of me.
Like, has he ever made you cry?
For sure. When I was... They're, like, 5 years older than me. I was, like,
nine. They're that much older than you?
Who?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Georgie, the homie Skills, and Julio's 5 years older than me, maybe 6. Oh,
they created you. They made you.
Yeah, they did. But I was at a really good time. My childhood was amazing at the block.
Yeah.
It was like my life was fucked up, but like outside of the house, it was a vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I definitely got bullied, got slapped, like learned how to fight, fool, fight back. Like, don't be a bitch. Like, it was a but.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Jorgito's definitely going to get bullied. If there's, like, a big, meaner dude, this fool walks in here, they're going to start,
Jorgito,
like...
I think Jorgito is the guy at his school.
You think so?
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's... Yes.
And he's training a box?
Yeah. Like,
who's gonna
like he's popping. Like,
yeah,
he's
see,
popping.
If you're a boxer, like, that's why you need to be a boxer. Because imagine somebody tells that fool anything, it's over with.
Yeah.
But that means you're also going to have to go to school a lot. Combo. and like deal with like parent teacher conference.
To
and,
me,
like,
what I trip out is literally Jorgito is going to, or Jorge, my husband, is going to get both of them dressed like little charros, put them in their car seats like little charros, take them out, put their sombreros on, go inside the school and say, yes, this is their outfit to take pictures in. So they have to be in school as little charros.
The whole day.
The whole day.
That's hot.
And they'll wear it because they'll like wear it, right? But I'm just like, this is, you don't know, like, what? Isn't that a pageant? And then like for the last time when they wore the furs, because literally it's during school. We're not there for the photos.
Yeah.
So he gave the teacher the furs and was like, hey, after you take the photos, take the furs off, take the chains off. And that's a lot of trust in these teachers.
Yeah.
Like, it's real shit that they're wearing. Them, huh? Take the Rolexes off and just place it, and then I'll pick it up.
Is that for an annoying parent?
They all like him. But maybe I need to check on that. Maybe I need to check on that. I'm not there in the morning.
But is he like...
Yeah, I see who you are, Miss Felicia. I'll check you out when I get there. I gotta go pee on my territory, you guys, now that you think of it.
Yeah, I'm thinking
they're too
like,
nice to him.
They're like, oh.
He's like the dad that all, oh, the Mr. Panichin.
Oh, but I feel it. But I feel it. You know why? Because usually the mom is the one that takes
mom,
the kids.
Mom does so the show up real quick. Yeah.
Rolex out. Rolex. Nice shoes. Oh, yeah. A chain. He comes out in the new Benz.
Yeah.
He parks. The kids come out. Yeah. He walks him. He's like a...
Yeah, well, on their birthdays, he brings like all the best like food.
He
like,
volunteers 30 hours a week.
Yeah, just kidding. Fucking gross.
Volunteers, cock.
Why did I say that?
To the teachers.
Someone's getting it.
Is that? Do you think they think he's like a single dad with just a dope career?
He acts like a single dad, so let's say yeah.
Shout out my dog.
He no, is. He does not. No one clap.
Okay.
No. He loves me in his own way. All right, so every week we're going to unbox one thing that has gotten to us to the P.O. box. So if you want to send us stuff, it could be unboxed.
While we pod, brothers.
Next episode.
Jose, yeah. Why do you have this nice,
cuidado,
freaky fat
because
ass?
Because I feel like you can cut yourself. So yeah, please careful. Be careful.
We don't have insurance.
I just wanted to
Talk shit.
Honestly, yeah. I'm back on my buddy.
And he says he doesn't
believe. Cut away.
Yeah, you're cutting towards yourself. It's pretty crazy.
You have to cut the other way.
It's fucking tape. Relax.
I know. That's why it's so easy knife. And you can cut yourself.
Oh.
Yeah.
ASMR.
Letty, I'm not going to pop your boobs.
You couldn't even if you wanted to. All right. My boobs are not fake, so you wouldn't pop them.
Facts. They're not fake. Not that I know, but I'm taking your word. What is this?
Look what it is. It's Vicente.
Oh, shit.
Mario Chente. That's pretty sick.
Oh, shit.
Mario Chente.
Shout out to homie Juan Lopez.
Is that who sent this?
Yeah, he's from Chicago. She doesn't like the cut.
You don't like the cut? The way it's cut.
Shout out to Juanito's Rugs.
Juanito's Rugs.
I always think it says Juanito's Drugs, but it doesn't.
Can you pass the knife back?
I like it.
It's fly. It looks like he's smoking a pookie pipe.
What is he
like
doing?
From this angle?
Hold on, I don't know how.
Like my father, but from this angle,
you have to show it. You have to turn it to show what you're talking about.
Huh? Like this? Look like he's smoking a pipa.
Let me see.
Like from this angle, like look at it like this, and now just add smoke here.
Yesterday, I guess there's something in Fools Gone Wild that's like champagne pipa instead of champagne puppy, and then. Jorge tells the boys everything, and then Jorgito yesterday was like, Dad, I'm not champagne pipa. I was like, Jorge, you fucking stop telling them Fools Gone Wild shit.
You pretending them Fools Gone Wild shit?
Yes.
Like what?
Well, all the look at it closeties, where, and then all of the.
But the look
he has
it
them say baby
positive.
Girl. Like he has them do the Glendale Gary.
That's awesome.
And then the champagne pipa.
But also, they spend a lot of time with him at his office, Jorgito does?
Yeah, they used to, but I just think they're just like. They spend a lot of time with both of us, but they do spend time with him. Of course. He's their dad.
But yeah, but like.
Yeah, he's a big influence on them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he says all of the shit for them. Like, as they're getting ready, he plays like the boys know what's the Khaled song with Hov that they performed?
God did?
God did. The boys say the God. You saw they do the God did. They didn't believe in us. Like, that's they know amazing. All that stuff. Yeah.
But does he show them because he likes it too? He shows them to see their reaction.
He shows them to turn them up. And then he also does. This is something really cool that he does. And I got to give him props for it. He does like the Bulls intro, like the Chicago Bulls intro. And he'll call in. Yes.
Yeah.
And then he'll call in Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Like he'll do the standing at 6'1" from wherever he was from.
North Carolina.
Yeah. And then the Miguel Jordan, not Michael, Miguel. And then he does it for each of them.
That's so
cool. So that's how they come out of
what
the bathroom.
What does he call Michael Jordan? What did he do?
Miguel Jordan. No, he brings out Miguel. Like, so like, let's say they're waiting in the bathroom after they shower with their towels, like they're ready. And then he plays we're doing it wrong, but
yeah.
And then he's like coming in from all the things, North Carolina, whatever, Miguel Jordan. And then so they're in the bathroom clapping. And then it's like coming in from San Gabriel, California, at Ba Ba Ba, Jorge Peniche, Jorge comes. Woo! And then Luis comes. So he does a little.
Who goes first? Jorge or Luis?
Definitely Jorge. Of course. Jorge goes first. Yeah.
Like he's going through a crisis, you guys.
That's
where
super cool.
She's like.
Which crisis?
One kid's gonna be better than the other one.
Yeah, you could already tell Jorjito's the favorite. Okay, so I was with my niece last week during the strike because she had time off of school and I was able to go see her. And I was spending a lot of time with her and I had taken her to the mall. She had came over to my house. I took her to the mall, to the Hello Kitty store, to Claire's. And as she's shopping, I'm taking photos of her. And later I show Jorge, I'm like, dude, you know what's tripping me out? It's like when I look at her, I see me. I see literally like myself shopping.
Like a girl version. Like a little
version. Like a little version. And he's like, now you know what I go through every day looking at Jorjito. But it's like, it's cool. Like, my ears, hair, all of that.
Yeah, them shit is big.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You grow into them, baby girl. You're going to grow into them.
I feel that though.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, he really loves his. The boys are great.
That's awesome.
The boys in their relationship is incredible. I love that. I love seeing them together.
Lasts us forever. Those memories will last forever.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
All right. Well, you guys want to do culo culo? The rug is cool. Culo culo. Rug.
We're cool.
Cool.
Shout out Juan. Juan's rugs?
Juanito's rugs.
Juanito's rugs. But you always confuse it with Juanito's drugs?
Yeah. It looks like, just like Juanito's drugs.
All right.
News. There's this funny reel going around of a bunch of teenage girls that are doing Edgar impersonations of, like, this is what you see on an Edgar's story
POV highlights. You're going through an Edgar's highlights.
Look.
Money and the middle finger.
Yeah. Look at the just yeah. The boomerang. Like the showing the belt.
Hey, she got a big ass chin. That one is funny because that's me.
The red one, the that's not me.
Yeah,
that's definitely you. With anything with the middle finger is you.
Oh, middle finger.
That's you right there. That's you right there. You've definitely done a boomerang like that.
That one is crazy.
With the belt, the MCM belt. That's hilarious.
That's funny.
I thought it was funny because this is the guys that they probably date.
That's what I was going to say right now.
Definitely the guys they date.
This is like their booze, huh?
Yeah, so they're like just seeing that and like bouncing off of it. So I thought that
I like it too because usually it's like clowning how girls post.
Yes.
And like
women girls, are attacking back.
No, girls that like lip sync to songs, but like are not even singing the song, but are doing this while it plays. Like there's things like that, right? And so now it's hard.
And they made it seem like it's like, dude, you Edgars, you think you're doing something new? You guys are basic. That's basically what those girls are telling them. Like,
they're calling the Edgars basic.
Yeah, because there's a lot of you guys, and you guys do the same.
I'm a fan of that.
So I thought it was cool.
I'm don't a fan follow of the any clowning. Edgars, like, because I've never seen any of that besides do no flipping off the camera, all the time.
Nah, just look at, I guess Peso's, like, he had to wipe his whole thing. But when Peso was, like, he was just post stuff like that.
Yeah.
Shows belt. The shows chain.
The liquor one I definitely do.
Yeah.
When I have, like, a drink and I'm, like, doing this. Like, I get to the camera and I just chug it.
Yeah.
That I do. Everything definitely else is crazy.
Definitely have seen it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Edgars.
Shout out to the Edgars.
Work on your stories, please.
Yeah. Do more engaging content.
Yeah. Tell us the book you're reading.
Edgar Book Club.
It would be crazy.
It would be. What are they? Yeah. What are they?
What reading? Would they read?
I don't know. What would Outsiders?
Goosebumps.
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 Oh my God! Can we just get into some of that sala?
Oh no!
No, cooler.
No, cooler first, okay, and cool, then cooler. Angie's coming.
Angie, I'm with you.
All right,
you're with Angie now.
No.
Finally, Angie is dumbass this whole time.
The coworker effect is real.
Yeah. Uno is Prius Poppy this whole time. Oh my God, I'm so glad that we could live our truth. I'm so glad.
QR code on Air Force One, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Can we see this, please?
Yeah.
These are crazy?
We'll see.
Yeah, so Hypebeast, we'll describe him. Hypebeast just released photos of the new Air Force One Lows Los Angeles. And they look kind of cool, but they look kind of crazy at the same time. Oh, I get it.
Okay, so it's the LA sign, but it, like the thing that crosses the L into the A is the Nike.
That's hard.
It's a swoosh.
So if you zoom in to the right quarter panel, back quarter panel, zoom in a little bit. Zoom. Okay, yeah. So it's, yeah, it's the LA, and then the swoosh connects the L and the A.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That looks cool.
And then it's just a blue Air Force.
He just said it in white. All right.
I was trying to do a full breakdown and it didn't work. It didn't go as planned.
This is big.
What's in the middle? What's in the middle?
This is West Coast.
Oh, it says West Coast on it. Shout out DJ Head. And then it says Nike Coast inside.
Oh, these are...
No. The more I'm looking at it, the
They do.
Oh, yeah, they're too.
And they're canvas?
Oh.
No.
Oh, it says Nike Coast.
And that's like in a freeway sign kind of looking thing. Yeah. But it also looks like a sheriff badge low-key.
Oh, yeah. It is very close to like Blue Lives Matter. Yeah.
Yeah, these are big chunky.
I like the gum bottoms. That's about it.
I'm not a fan of gum bottoms unless the white SBs you have.
Yeah.
I like how the gum bottom looks on those. This right here is big Chuntara vibes.
Yeah.
I'm definitely counting on you if you rock these.
Okay, Duno, what part of Los Angeles is the designer from? If you have to choose a city.
He's either from Compton. Probably from Compton. Probably from Adiza. If they're orange, he'll be from Fig.
Yeah.
Probably from the Crenshaw District, where is he from?
Do you have an answer to where he's from? Or
yeah, Compton or the Crenshaw District.
No, do you have an answer?
I was thinking,
no, like, is there an answer?
No. Oh, okay. No, I was just, like, speculating.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I'm just like, it doesn't... And then also, it's like, you have to be very careful when making, like, a Los Angeles shoe. I hope they have, like, a red version on the way as well to, like, make it, you know?
See, because I'm thinking what they're going to wear it with. They're going to wear them with some black Levi's because it wouldn't fit any jean Levi's because... Or jean...
Jean on jean.
Because it wouldn't work. So yeah, that shoe would look chunty. And the black will make it look chunty. Like, where are you going up, like, a quince?
Yeah.
You know?
Or would you wear that? Nah, not khakis.
I don't like
they're
it.
They're gonna wear it to the Dodger game.
Or the Dodger game, but you would have to wear it with cargos? And that would look chunty, right?
Yeah, I would take those sheriff badges off.
Yeah. Super. I'm gonna say culo all the way.
I'm gonna say culo all the way. We don't know who designed this.
And they're the LA Air Forces?
Yeah.
I low-key like the born and raised ones better. And I personally, Letty only, does not like the born and raised ones.
And what's crazy because
I like the born and raised
ones. I really like the born and raised ones.
I think too much is going on in the born and raised ones.
That's crazy. Yeah, I really like those. But I feel it because there's a lot of shoes that I'm not like too much of a fan of either.
Yeah.
But yeah, these specifically I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, that's major culo.
Yeah.
Like, and then show the shoes that what's his face made.
Oh, Jerry Lorenzo. The Fear of God.
Made Fear of God shoes.
Do the fire?
Collab with
Well, we're gonna see if it's fire.
It's a collab with Adidas.
They're made for you?
Yeah. I like them, but
you know what's crazy? Because people used to talk shit when I thought I didn't like the
Essentials.
The YG ones. Like
the YG ones are dope.
The Cortezes?
Oh, yeah. The Cortez.
Yeah. I wasn't too much of a fan.
They're not bad.
They're dope. Okay, so Jerry Lorenzo made Essentials Fear of God. He's from out here, and he made a shoe with Adidas. I'm going to tell you before you even see it, Duno. Nope.
No.
No. I was like, I fucking hope not.
No.
Hold on.
Before you see it, it looks like if Mickey Mouse made a shoe.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going based off Fear of God shit?
No.
No.
Jerry Lorenzo.
Okay.
Sorry, let me pull it up.
Because I'm like, but you guys are more like into the fashion thing.
And no, it's not even fashion.
It's just they're ugly?
What? I personally?
You think they're ugly?
But Vic likes them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Isn't I know what it looks like. His hands.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah.
Oh, it definitely looks like a Disney character. Ugly, dog.
Vic likes them. But Vic is also trying to get into that one runway show that he's having.
This is like a Tom's theme.
Yeah. Yes. There's more pictures too, Vic.
Oh, these are so fucking ugly,
like,
dog.
Like, I could
see. They definitely look animated.
You know what it is? Yeah. So they naturally look dirty like that too?
Oh, yeah. They look
That's dirty. A natural dirtiness?
I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I can see. It's like a fashion people
off-white, beigey. It just looks like dirty. Okay. Like dirty.
Watch this.
Thank you.
Vic, you like this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know why you like this?
Why?
Because, one, you're trying to build a relationship. And two, you were shitting on the Drake cover art for the effort.
Yeah,
this is a really lack of effort.
This shoe was not, he did this because he could.
Yeah. What do you like
not
about
because
it?
Because he wanted.
Okay, I like that it's a brand new silhouette. It's like that's the hardest thing about, like, a lot of people get
pull the shoes up again.
Get shoes and they're like, oh, I'm gonna do my own custom shoes, and then they just switch colors and like textures and stuff. This is, I've never seen that silhouette before.
I feel like it's on purpose.
Huh? Jordan Futures? Yeah, I mean, but this is Adidas. I get what you mean. They're similar to that.
I could see how people are gonna do it.
To be honest, if I could change something, I would change those three stripes right there.
It
those
looks like they can help
up.
Me if I'm at the beach in the water. They look like water shoes.
They do look like water shoes.
They look like...
The Stormtrooper wears them.
Definitely Stormtrooper wears them.
In the
them
sand.
Right now. These are from the Yeezy line that Adidas couldn't use anymore. And they just stuck Fear of God on them.
They gave them to
Jerry.
Dog, what the fuck?
I don't like the three stripes.
And for the shoelaces, it looks are fucking
like,
weak.
You know what it looks like? It makes it squeaks when you walk.
Yeah. If you wore those around me, get bullied.
You're getting bullied, bro. We're all throwing milk at you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Dog, you really like those?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
He's definitely trying to get into the runway show.
No,
yeah, he is.
Free dog, essentials for life. Yeah. I like them. I think they're different.
What would you rocking with?
Because of the new silhouette.
It's
okay, and then what are you gonna wear with new silhouette?
I wanna wear
those
pants.
I mean, I'll probably wear with these pants. Yeah.
No, if you'll be disrespecting those pants.
Yeah. And then you'll look like an animaniac.
Oh yeah.
Yay.
Those do look like
you can fucking run on walls.
Look, I'm not saying they're my favorite shoe I've ever seen. I just think they're cool.
Where are these pants from?
EPTM.
Well, shout out EPTM.
Those pants are
cool. You can use our code.
That's
brown
right.
Brown bag 15.
And we actually rock a lot of EPTM.
I always wear EPTM.
Yeah. You go to Letty's page, you'll see it. You go to my page, you'll see it. You go to Big's page. He's rocking them right now.
Yeah.
And I'm a big guy. A lot of you big fuck motherfuckers be hitting me up where I get these jeans that fit nice.
How did this turn into commercial? We're talking about Cooler Culo.
I know, just real quick. EPTM and Brown Bag 15.
My boy on his business.
Okay, which would you rather wear?
Okay.
That LA Air Force or the Fear of God?
LA Air Force. Fear. Okay. 100%.
Yeah.
I like the color blue. I'm not like blue. I'm gonna say black's one of my favorite colors, but people always go like, everybody likes blue.
I feel like Vic would wear those shoes that look like hooves.
Which ones?
You know which ones.
The red boots?
The Intel?
Yes. It's like they're
which
expensive
ones?
Ass shoes
I
for
know
dudes.
Exactly what you're talking
but
about.
But they look like hooves. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, you would.
Pull them up.
If you pull them up. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't, but I'll give a
because your daddy Sour Milk wears them.
I'll give
and so you definitely would wear them. Yes. There's guy ones. There's guy ones.
Okay, first of all, I'm not wearing camel toes.
No, there's guy ones.
Yeah, like rocking a horseshoe.
No, they're literally a camel toe.
YG wears those.
No, okay, come on, bro.
Sour Milk wears them. You would wear them.
No.
If you would wear this Fear of God thing, and you'd wear them with those pants too.
That's crazy. That's a moose knuckle on your foot. Like, I'm not doing that. That's a little much.
Let's remember that when he wears it.
Look at that, bro. That's a camel toe.
That looks uncomfortable.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I know, but believe me, I know you would wear them. Look at the price tag. You would wear them.
Nah.
And you would be and you would post them.
Nah, that's crazy.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, you'd cross
your
feet on the desk.
You'd post them with a weird caption.
Yeah. Real man wear boots.
No.
Yeah.
I have to draw the line.
You'd post it. You'd post it like everything reminds me of her.
That.
I know you. I know you, Victor Ulloa.
That was a good one. Okay.
All right. Well, let's get into Sombrasada. Speaking of being reminded of her.
Yeah.
Angelica. Angelica.
Pass me the pillow.
Ooh. Whoa, whoa. Ooh.
Don't sit on Chente's face.
Don't sit on Chente's face. Maximo?
Maximization. All right, Angie.
Oh, shit. Hit my cack.
Hey, Josh, you got a pan. Our pan.
Yo. Coming in hot.
Where is he?
Smoking.
Oh.
Oh, God. Woo.
We haven't reacted to it yet, right? You haven't read
it? No, I haven't read it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, tell the story, and then on purpose, we didn't read the guy's statement because we wanted to react to it on the podcast.
Okay.
On all of us. And then Becky G's out and about right now.
Ooh.
That's what I was looking at.
She outside?
She outside.
Hey, do you know, I hate that you were right and you kind of manifested this whole breakup with Becky
you're
G.
You're annoying.
Slow down right now.
I hate
just
you.
Just slow down. Okay. Slow down real quick.
Yes,
just slow
I'm
down.
Gonna, okay, go.
When I fucking say shit, listen to me.
That's the one thing I did not want it to happen.
I knew it was gonna happen, dog. Okay, that's so what didn't value her, dog.
Oh my
since
God.
The beginning. One's a cheater, always a cheater, and that is a fact.
Just okay. Know you're talking about yourself too.
Okay, do you know?
No, so, I am not cheating on Becky G.
Okay, so right now, they got engaged. So Becky G and Sebastian, they got engaged after 6 years. And they got engaged in December. Mm-hmm. Now there's allegations saying, well, actually there's video and all this stuff. Evidence that Sebastian has been cheating on Becky G multiple times with the same mysterious woman that put the evidence up.
The girl snitched
and she's like, hey, you guys, please help Becky G. Please help me reach her because I've been trying to get a hold of her to tell her that
probably
her
broke
man,
it off with her and then she got more than scorned and then she
and then
went
what happened?
More than likely. And so after they got engaged, Becky G and Sebastian, 2 months later, this is what happens. That he cheated on Becky G with this girl multiple times.
The posts go out.
And he would, like, fly her out to Spain and all that stuff.
So he's been flying out to Spain.
He was flying her out to Spain. And then there's, like, audio saying, like, hey, this was a mistake. Like, I swear I didn't mean anything. But homeboy did it multiple times.
He was saying it was just an aventura, right?
It was just, like, a heat of the moment. But again,
so
happened.
You read it?
No. This is all from like the evidence that the girl's been posting.
Oh,
now Sebastian
conversations with her
yeah,
and Sebastian
like back and forth.
Never knew his name besides Becky's man and Becky's fiance Seriously. And stuff. So now we know his name is Sebastian. Right?
Yeah.
I think there was even a talk that there was a gossip page that was posting it, and then he DM'd him to take it down.
Yeah, but he's
trying hard. So then they posted the DMs of him saying,
"Yeah,
take it
he's dumb. It's all over. Just Google it."
And then he put out a statement.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. So we haven't reacted to the statement. We're reacting live. I think Angie read one line.
I read the headline.
And we're like, oh my gosh.
Can you read it to us, Angie?
Yes, read it to us, Angie.
Yeah. I mean, that was an idiot, but I knew
it. I hate you, Dudo, because this is on you.
She's fucking.
You and your manifestation.
That was a dipshit way.
Clearly.
Becky G, dog.
I know.
He wrote a whole essay. And he turned off comments.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he's super guilty.
Veteran move.
Super, yeah, he has his voice. But I was honestly thinking, like, maybe it's, like, AI. Maybe it's fake. Okay.
Ooh.
This is the statement, though. As an athlete, I have always tried to hold myself to higher standard, recognizing the blessings and privileges in my career. When I reflect on the past 7 years of my life, I know in my heart that I couldn't have achieved a lot of my personal and professional growth. Let alone navigate the challenges in my life without the love and support of Becky by my side.
Oh, my gosh.
Able. Yet behind this abundance, there is reality I've hid from everyone around me. I have struggled with personal trauma and acute anxiety compounded by own denial, pride, and bad decisions. Oh. Is he trying to make...
Yes.
Pobrecito vibes
he's
right now?
Blaming, yes. He's blaming hold mental health on him cheating.
He's blaming right, his cheating on his anxiety. Oh my gosh. He sounds like fucking Fontana right now. Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
All
right,
let's finish
okay.
it. Let's
you guys
finish
want to do
hold on, we're reacting live.
Okay.
Yeah, this one hit home, huh?
Yeah.
Over the last several weeks during a moment, I regret deeply a 10-minute lapse in just...
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Oh, my...
Did
you
time
it,
athlete? Wow.
Yeah, this is pissing me off. As I'm
maybe you read
it. It's a lot. Oh, I was in the second paragraph. Hey, right
here.
Go, because I'm...
Where is it? Over the last several weeks. Okay.
I hate him.
Over the last several weeks, during a moment I regret deeply, a 10-minute lapse in judgment resulted in an extortion plot. Since
extortion?
Oh, my gosh. Now he's a victim.
I hate him.
Now
and
he's
I'm not
a
even Becky.
Fucking victim.
Fuck him.
All right. Since this person did not get what they wanted, it has now become a public social media spectacle filled with more lies than any truth and false posts aimed at the love of my life.
Okay, so he's saying he didn't cheat.
He's
leaving some gray
area. No,
right?
So essentially saying she hit on me, she didn't get what she wanted, so now she's out for money. It's what I'm reading.
Yeah.
Okay, or what I'm hearing. Okay, good.
But he also didn't say that he...
Yeah, and then he also said the weird anxiety stuff, and then he said all the...
I hate stuff.
I feel gaslit as fuck right
now. I feel super gaslit, because you can't open with, I love Becky, she's been there, and I fucked up, but also this person didn't get what they wanted.
Nah, to start your statement as an athlete, fuck off, fuck boy. Damn.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, all right, where are we? Okay, so...
Now all of a sudden, athletes don't cheat.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Yeah, hello.
Okay, where was I? Aimed at the love of my life, the one person who I should never take for granted or put at risk. While this anonymous internet stalker who I never met...
Internet stalker.
Unlike
isn't there
they
video?
Claimed...
There's video and audio. And messages.
Yeah. Unlike they claim had an ultimate goal that was not clear, for me, it has been a wake-up call. The loudest alarm of my life. I can't keep running from demons. Because every time somebody cheats, they're fighting demons.
It was the real demon.
The demons were like, they didn't demons exist when everything out. Was good, Facts. Right? Okay. I know that any actions made that put us here should have never happened to begin with. Pushing right up to the very boundaries of lines that should never be crossed only hurts me and the people I love most.
So you just put the tip. What happened in 10 minutes? That you never met her in 10, but those 10, come on, Duno, please.
There's a lot still to go.
He's a little liar.
Oh, there's it's more. More.
There's
yeah,
more.
It was okay, as guys, okay. Do you see it? Because we're on Becky's side, just all of
oh,
us,
yeah.
right?
For sure. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
Duno,
reading
Duno.
It,
yeah, you've been.
Reading it as a guy.
Oh, yeah.
No, but do you know, can you read this? Like, no, like, he's doing like, this typical man shit.
I think it's different when you keep it, like.
Keep it
if that fool would have like, kept hey, it, if that fool would have like, hey, you know what? This is about to come out.
Like,
I'm letting you know this would happen if you decided to.
He should have just Kobe press conferenced it. Like, hey, I fucked up.
Yeah. This past week of chaos and pain has forced me to face the consequences of my
chaos
actions.
Chaos and pain. My that fears, I have created.
My fears and my lapses from the past have half-heartedly been participating in therapy, knowing I have deeply rooted anger and mental health issues that require the same commitment and treatment that I devote to my physical well-being.
What? He's...
Oh.
Yeah. He went
Becky,
for
run
it.
Away.
Who
Becky
part of his PR team wrote this stupid-ass shit and thinking it's going to be okay?
Becky,
and
run away.
Run away,
please.
Love.
Into
run away.
Run away, love.
Honestly, wait. I'm starting to think she'll be better off with you, Duno.
Okay. All right,
Jose.
Keep going. Is there still more?
There's still more.
Right?
Okay, look. No. We're almost done. We're almost done. All right. Okay. I'm going to speed through the last parts. All right. If I am the man I aspire to be, I have to do better. I have decided to commit myself to a mental wellness program to work on the parts of me that need...
Hey, John Morant.
That
chill
need
the fuck
deeply,
out.
That deeply need healing. Oh, okay. Now he's addressing Becky directly, finally. Okay.
Por fin.
To Becky, you have been the light in my life. My strength, who has always shown me unconditional love. Instead of honoring that love every day, I have done the opposite, hurting you and disrespecting the one person I love more than anything. I am so sorry and know I have to do whatever it takes to earn the trust back.
He cheated.
To earn back
That's
the trust
his...
that you love and deserve. Mm. To my FC Dallas family, my fans, friends, and family, thank you for the love and support. I will do my best to be my best. Yo,
oh
that's
my
he cheated.
The end.
He that's cheated. All he you should have said. You
I
cheated.
Fucked up. I cheated.
Okay. Wow. With a fucking, thirsty bitch.
Yeah.
Like, and that's
fucking,
it.
Fucking, can you tell me? Can you tell me? Can you tell me about what Becky G doing outside?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
meanwhile.
Oh, no, yeah. So right now the Radio Music Awards are going on. Mm-hmm. And so she's out in that.
Music Awards at Dolby Theater in LA, California on March 27th, broadcasted live. Okay. Yeah, it's all right now.
Okay, so it is going on.
She's outside.
She's outside. She's outside at an award show.
I don't Yes. Yeah, so right now she's out in an award show, and the first, she hasn't said anything to start off.
She hasn't said anything.
Nothing hasn't publicly stated anything. So I checked, she's out wearing a black dress. Mind you, Shakira, when that happened with PK, she also wore a black dress to the awards.
Paying attention.
If you guys actually look and zoom into her rings,
they're off.
She's wearing a bunch of rings, but she's not wearing the engagement ring.
Oh.
Well, there's a ring on the engagement ring finger.
It's not that one.
Yeah.
But it's not the engagement ring.
I know, but there's a ring there.
Oh, yeah. But it's not the original engagement ring.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's like her.
If he is addressing her on Instagram, that means she's not talking to him.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But that was the one thing I checked. I'm like, damn, homegirl.
We're so ready.
Okay.
Yeah, Duno, because when this happened, I was getting so many DMs saying like, hey, Duno has a chance.
Yeah, Duno was right.
Duno was right.
I told y'all bitches it wasn't going to last. Jose, run the clip.
What's wrong with you?
It's not going to last.
What the
I'll put money on
fuck?
It right now. That marriage is not going to last. Because she still hasn't hit her midlife crisis yet. That fool's about to hit and it's going to go to shit. She's 25. She wants to have fun. She thinks it's cool right now because she did a haul. Bro, it's not going to work, bro. It's not going to work.
What the
fuck? It's not going to work, dog. We're back. This was a piece of shit.
He is. I
motherfucker.
Agree.
Yeah.
I talked to her.
Because
remember,
no, because it was funny because he was like, she don't even look happy. And we're like, she looks really happy. He clearly was not happy.
And it was all a lie. He played, when he played for FC Dallas, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, fuck that team.
What is that? I don't even know what that is. She lives in Inglewood, probably. She don't live in Inglewood.
She's from Inglewood.
She's from Inglewood.
Yeah.
With some poof. That apology, whatever the fuck he wrote.
That was horrible.
That was super Spaniard shit.
It's like, fuck yeah. Now shit. You're going to make me feel guilty? Wait, yeah. You did? Yeah. Like,
pushy. Hey, after reading that, I felt like I did something wrong.
Right?
Yeah. Like fool, you got caught like a bitch. Fucking.
That almost makes it worse because you're trying to, like, move away from accountability while also taking accountability. Yeah. It just doesn't. Like, we didn't need to even know the extra shit of the. Like, you didn't have to add all that other stuff that you did it before and be like, the to Becky part should have been the whole statement.
That was it.
The other stuff is weird and it's very aggravating and triggering and it's like, it's crazy.
She's not replying.
She's not replying. For sure, she's not replying. She's not wearing the
Becky,
wedding ring.
You could do it. You
could think,
go,
you think he's blocked?
Yeah.
And you know how fucking fine Becky G is?
Yeah.
You know how many motherfuckers are waiting?
Yes. There's one right there.
I just saw a video of the celebrity baseball game when Bad Bunny and Becky G are hugging. Sorry, dude. And I'm like, damn, they would be really cute together. No. And to me, I would rather Becky G and Bad Bunny than Bad Bunny and Kendall and Becky G with this fool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Realistically speaking, yeah, no, I think I'm getting to the my presence of level of well known.
Your presence.
She's laughed at one of your videos for sure.
Yeah, she's seen your videos for sure.
Okay, let's just
wait. Have you have you DM'd her after this, fool?
Me and Becky G walk into the club. It's lit.
Becky G walking in the club is lit.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Okay, but with Duno World from the Brownback Pod.
That would be awesome.
For Duno. Yeah, I know.
Let's just think about it. Hey, we film on Mondays. Hold up. Duno, shut the fuck up. Turn off your phone. Hold up. It's Becky G.
It's Bex.
Hey, babe, I'm filming right now. Let me call you back. That's going to be the clip. 1 million views.
Yeah.
All right. So if you were to run into her at like Reggaeton
Landia. Bad Bunny, get with Becky G.
Please. Okay. I run into Becky G at Reggaeton Landia.
Yeah, she's in a different section. You're in a section. Also, what do you do? What's your next like plan of attack?
Too deep. Play the clip.
Too deep.
Or what should I do, Letty, as a woman? Like you being a girl and somebody was. Okay.
And you want to get with Becky G?
And she's back outside. Like she's like
having outside.
Fun.
Like, how should
she's
I go?
She with her homegirls.
She with her girls. She outside. Yeah.
Right now, she needs the friend.
So, I got to be a ear first.
You got to be
your first
ear.
I got to be a shoulder to cry on.
You got to be a shoulder. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not about the winning her over, because right now, she's just like.
She's got that mentality.
Yeah, now, she's feeling it. Right now, you got to be like, hey, it happened to me too. Things like, oh,
understanding.
And then it's like, yeah. Mm. Hey, I know a lot's going on. Everyone's got their eyes on you of what's going on. But, like, you know, if you ever need to talk, it's that.
Okay.
You got to make her laugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make her laugh?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Sending the Buchona flowers, or it's not going to do it.
Yeah, see, I think even when she got them from JLP, she didn't look, like, too, like, excited for it. I know it was, like a stunt because they got a song dropping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, she probably wants Tams. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You think JLP's doubling back?
Dang.
I don't think she's with JLP.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying you think he's like now sending her like.
Yeah, but that won't work either.
La Becky.
Nah, I don't know. But, bro.
Next album is going to be insane.
Me and Becky would be a fucking couple, dog. What? I feel like you guys are laughing. You think I'm serious, bro.
No,
serious.
No, bro. You predicted the other shit.
I would
it's
love
all
for Becky to be sitting right here.
Hey, it's all going according to plan.
Okay, bro, look, I'm down for Becky, like, if I'm bringing my girl. But Angie can't be here.
Why?
What? Because you might like fan out and be weird.
I'm not gonna.
And she might not
want to
keep
it
with me and my friends.
So dumb,
you know. Show me she did with you and J. Cole's relationship. I don't want that to tell me.
I was trying.
Like, what
to capture
like, hey,
a moment for
Lefty. You guys are wild. I love the pod, but I can't be here. I'm here for my man. Your dumb ass is like this.
He already tossed you aside so fast.
Like this.
Putting on some Rosella. Instagram lighting.
Becky G links up with Duno from the Brown Pack.
I'm fucking dead that he tossed Angie out so fast. Sorry, you can't be here.
Wow, what an a-hole.
All right, well, fuck.
Yeah, Duno.
All right, pan the camera to me. Becky, I know you're going through a lot right now. What else should I say?
I've been there too.
I've been there too.
Heartbreaks. And I know a lot of guys are trying to get at you right now. I just want to be your friend.
And you, okay. You don't like athletes.
I just want to make you laugh.
You want to make me laugh? Okay. Becky. Okay, there you
go. I know a lot of guys want to fuck you.
Okay. Becky, I know a lot of guys want to put it in your butt right now. Okay, maybe let's run it back one more time. Just pause. Like, all right. This is all going in there, by the way. Okay. Okay, say it, Becky.
I'm just here to be your friend.
Becky, I know a lot of guys want to get with you right now.
Yeah.
Because you're going through
it. It's not the time.
It's not the time.
Yeah.
But
I'm just here to be whatever you need me to.
Yeah, I'm right here to be whatever you need me to.
Your ears.
Your ears and a shoulder to cry on.
Soccer's whack. Well, soccer's whack as fuck.
Yeah, soccer sucks.
You made it cool.
I played water polo growing up. Yeah. If that counts for anything. Yeah. I can teach you how to swim.
I know my way around Inglewood.
I know Ruchi, we're good.
Yeah.
I know Young Dopey, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
We're good.
Anything else? I really like your music.
I really like your music, especially the song with Karol G.
You just like, I'll make you smile when you don't want to smile.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that. That's without our consent.
Yeah.
No, not like that.
Smile, bitch.
Like, I'll make you laugh when you're sad. Like, make you laugh when you're sad.
I totally get it. I'll dance with you on, like, your friends and your tour bus.
Yes.
I understand your lifestyle.
I understand your lifestyle, and I understand how it means, how it feels to be the most famous in a relationship. Okay, what else?
You're younger than her, so you have to...
how old is she?
She's like 25, probably.
25?
Yeah, she's a little older.
Le
gustan los mayores.
He was probably like 37.
He was 31.
Maybe she needs a younger now.
Yeah. Now you need to date somebody that... Yeah.
You can teach to be the man.
At your level of fame.
Yeah.
Somebody that just podcast.
Regular. Like, we're both regular people.
Yeah, we're all, you feel me? People. You could eat chilaquiles with me and my mom in the morning. Yeah. You got to leave early, though, because she's either going to judge you.
Yeah.
Call me. 203.
That's it. You find the rest. Hit up his agent.
No, don't hit up my agent. Just DM me. It's okay. I'm waiting for it. Thought, what if she does hit me?
I will love it.
She should.
I'm being supportive.
I know she can't be here. Like, you really don't.
It's because you're gonna make it a sombra sala.
Like,
I'm not gonna make it a sombra sala.
Before she sits down, it's already gonna be posted.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Like Becky G links up with Duno from the Brown Bag.
One on one, exclusive.
Letty, okay. You know what? I want to ask this conversation because I feel like I've never asked you guys this. You guys being like the popping ones in the relationships, how do you guys feel when the whole family like? They know about you before they meet you, and everything just turns into a question about your job.
Oh, that's a good question. I definitely know that, like, clearly Jorge's always been doing his thing, but I know when I would meet certain family members at parties, like, they already knew, like, what I've done.
Yeah.
I think he has, like, his cousin's, like, dude was like, oh, yeah, like, I like your calendars.
Or, oh, that's
like,
creepy.
Oh, that's weird. Like, oh, I had to unfollow you when I heard that you're dating my cousin-in-law. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the shit you don't say. Like, pretend like you're just meeting me. Yeah. Like, I would rather you pretend that.
Oh, but it was like,
it's different than like, oh, I know your work and talking, but versus like, oh, yeah, you still like all your photos.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little bit.
What about you, Vic?
I mean, this is new to me, and I don't get too far in relationships. Like, they usually fizzle out around the 2-3 month mark, so I don't really meet the family members. But like the friends of like the girls I'm dating, they are weird sometimes. I want to ask like a bunch of questions like, so how's it waking up early, fool? Like, you'd be waking up, you'd be going to Power 106, huh?
So you're talking to guys.
Yeah, like the homies. Yeah.
Oh, the guys or the girls?
No, like homies.
Yeah, you said homegirls.
The bitches got deep as
the homegirl. Oh, whatever.
She's capping like, again.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I jump fences when I'm agile.
No, like I was just talking to the homie of the homeboy of like this girl that I talked to. That's what we're kind of having a conversation about. But he's hella cool. But like, and then there's also like the girls.
You're digging the hole deeper and deeper.
I know. I'm fucking tired, guys.
Okay. All right. It was a lapse in judgment. Calm down, Sebastian. All right. Well, Angie, that was crazy. I love this for you. If this comes back around to you with the Becky G, at least a one-on-one, maybe do a skit together. Maybe we could do a vlog.
Maybe
do a vlog together.
Dude.
The album is going to be incredible. Yeah. Shout out to Karol G. Her album, you have to listen to it, bro.
I know you keep telling me. I don't feel like it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Incredible album. Shout out to the album.
I like how you guys didn't ask me how I feel about being the famous one when I come to relationships. But okay.
Oh. How do the people around your dumbass
fucking so
treat
weird.
You?
Dumbass people? Her mom just one time was like, "What do you do for work?" She knew though, and I was like, "Oh, I make videos." She's like, "Do you get paid?" I'm like, "Yes."
It's work.
And then she was like, "How much?" I was like, "Wait, what?"
Ooh.
But she was just, she was like more like, she was like confused about like, how it works. Like, "You really do this for a living?" I'm like, "Yeah, like I really do it for a living."
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much it. But I've like, I'm the type to like, I'll kick it with you that day. You're like, "Hey, I have a family party." I'm like, "I'm with it. I'm gonna go. I don't give a fuck. I'm about America, you know."
Yeah.
And then I pulled he does up the Edgar story.
And everybody just and everybody was just like you hear like the whispers as I'm walking with my fat ass with a plate of food through through the tables.
It's really him.
I'm like,
he's really here.
I'm like hitting the tia with my ass cheek. Yeah. And I sit down and she's like, "Can I take a picture?" I'm like, I hate that, bro. Oh, that's my biggest thing.
At the family party?
Asking me for a picture at the family party.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
And I'm just like.
Oh, you do the peace, not the middle finger?
Depends how old they are. If they're like little Edgars and I see they're like on demon time when they're asking for a picture. But if it's like a nerdy kid.
Mm-hmm. The peace.
Or like a little kid, it's like the, or the West Coast. Just depends.
That's funny.
Being old sucks sometimes.
Being old?
Known.
Oh, being known. It sounded like you said old.
It sounded like
old? Yeah, because you're not old.
Being known is just like us.
Yeah, I feel like you're having a little moment. I heard you earlier.
This year has been a very long, it's been a very
yeah,
very,
and like, we're not even like a quarter.
We're not even out of March, Pop. Yeah.
When this drops, we're about to be out of March.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Excited.
That was episode 89. We love you. Next episode is 90s.
Wasted.
While you're watching, listening, wear 90s clothes. We're going to have a 90s party. For next episode.
Word up.
Yes. We're getting 90s'd out. All right, bye.
Hang loose.
Love you. Love you. Shop EPTM code brownbag15.